listening to the Patriot One Podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot.
Well, good afternoon, Patriots. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot One News Podcast. I'm live with my wonderful patriotic co-host, Christina Higley, after this awesome and blessed Easter weekend. How was your weekend, by the way? I know you were very busy.
So busy. From the beach to Easter egg hunt to dinner to so good, but a little holiday hungover today.
Right. Have you recovered, though? I know you're down in Florida, so obviously probably a little bit better than what happened up here in New York, or at least in other parts of the country where we've been bombarded and ransacked with all of this trans day of visibility stuff. Did you see much of that down in Florida? I mean, what did people think about that? I mean,
we don't subscribe to that, at least around where I live.
Right. Like, was there, like, do people just ignore it? Because I feel like it's been in the press everywhere. I feel like up here, we just was constantly in our faces.
I ran into a couple of people yesterday at church, for example, right. And just, hey, they're morons. It's Easter Sunday.
Right.
It's all about Christ.
So I'm glad Trump actually called it out. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, which I find hard to believe, but just in case, we're talking about the situation where Joe Biden actually took the most holy of holiest days in the Christian calendar, right? I mean, we can all agree, right? This has got to be the holiest of the holiest days in Christianity, Easter Sunday, and Biden actually takes it, and he just makes a mockery of the entire situation, and we're now being forced to recognize on Easter Sunday, Transgender Day of Visibility. I mean, this is the day that he picks for this thing?
Well, and let's back up too. I know we touched on it Friday and we posted it on the Patriot One News channel, but this comes after they banned having any type of religious symbols, crosses and such on freaking an Easter egg decorating contest for children.
And this is what
Don... just one slap in the face after another. Yeah. Not, they made news Friday for their ridiculous Easter egg rules. If you're celebrating Easter, you're celebrating the resurrection of Christ. I'm sorry, but it's not a spring festival. This is not a bunny.
It's not an Easter egg hunt.
Like some child tried telling my 5-year-old years ago, it's the Easter bunny's birthday. No,
is that what they said?
I got one of the reasons we won't get into it, but one of the reasons I homeschool now to this day is my son in kindergarten came home. And his teacher called me and we were scolded because my son corrected a little boy who said it was the Easter Bunny's birthday as they were enjoying their Reese's peanut butter cups at lunch. And my son said,
freaking
no, Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. And it caused an issue at the public school that we were at the time, which good riddance. But yeah, no, we go from one set of bad news with, you know, Biden and his administration not even allowing a cross or what the meaning of the holiday is to be represented on freaking Easter eggs, to then this weekend, him throwing in our face that it's Trans Visibility Day. No, it's Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday.
So here's Donald Trump Jr., obviously furious and just as livid over the situation as all of us. He said Biden is banning religious symbols from Easter celebrations at the White House while flying the trans flag and declaring Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day. I mean, this Christians lost their minds over this news. I mean,
One day a year. Can you just go away?
Yeah, just stop.
Like one day a year. Just stop. You've already offended us with the Easter eggs during Holy Week.
Right.
Who cares? The only people that care are those that are trans that clearly probably don't have a relationship with Christ, because I can't think of a Christian that would think that that was remotely okay to be transgender. There's two genders in the Bible. But then he has to literally throw this in our faces, shove it down our throats as we're trying to enjoy one of the holiest day in the church.
Well, it's funny you say that too, because Caitlyn Jenner actually, because I know you just made that comment about.
All right, I take it back.
So no, it's okay. Listen, we're all entitled to our opinions, right? We live in a free country, and you don't have to feel bad for saying that. I mean, we have our Christian beliefs. And right. that's why we're so privileged and lucky to be in a country that allows us the right to free speech. You know, we don't have to sure. apologize for anything, but I'm just saying sure. it's interesting because, even Caitlyn Jenner, who is a conservative trans, and I believe a Christian trans. Okay. Even mm-hmm. whatever we want to call her, him, is disgusted with Joe Biden over this.
Mm-hmm.
She's even disgusted over the situation. Caitlyn Jenner said, "I am absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days a self-proclaimed devout Catholic as Transgender Day of Visibility. The only thing you should be declaring on this day is he is risen," which is
Amen.
Absolutely what the only thing, not the Easter bunnies.
And if you don't agree with it, be quiet.
Exactly. This isn't your holiday.
Be quiet. Just be quiet. Right. Like if it's not for you, Joe, and you're too demented to celebrate the Catholic holidays anymore, just be quiet.
So
nobody wants to hear you.
So I love that Caitlyn Jenner came out with this. I love it because Caitlyn Jenner's like, listen, I'm trans. And I even think this is disgusting. This is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. And I know Facebook's going to do us in for this. I know they are, because as you know, we're already getting warnings. And I just want to let our viewers at home know this. Since we started yep. coming out with all the insanity again, and there's a lot of insanity right now, Facebook is demonetizing us. They're slapping warnings on us. They're taking down our yep. posts. They're not letting it's. I mean, I've had it with this.
Yes. They're refusing to acknowledge that we're an LLC.
They don't want to.
We have yeah. legal papers, and it's on the Florida Department of professions website. It's
an attack.
What they're doing to us.
Right. So we will be on Rumble soon. We will be over on YouTube. Even YouTube has let a lot of things go up that they used to not
yeah.
care about. But I mean,
I've
had it with Zuckerberg and his freaking ultra just anti-American platform, because every single time we try to expose this insanity, every time we try to even use somebody who is on our side against what Zuckerberg and Facebook wants to defend.
There's a trans right here.
Right. And this trans is saying it's insanity that Joe Biden is now proclaiming this very anti-religious event on the holiest of holy days in Christianity.
How about like wait till Monday and say, you know, I hope that everybody that, you know, is yeah. transgender enjoyed their day of visibility yesterday.
Yeah, don't launch this Easter happens to fall.
I don't want to see that when I wake up first thing in the morning.
You know, it's also funny. I read a tweet earlier and it was perfect. And it was this person saying, why the hell are we dedicating roughly 116 years or 16 days a year to less than 1% of this country?
Where's the straight white male day? That's what I want to know.
I'll even give you
Christian white gun toting woman. Where's my day?
Where's that day? I'll even give them a liberal Karen day. I'd be happy to give Karens a day. This is your day, liberal Karen. Go be as soccer mom white as you want to be today. That's fine. But we can't keep highlighting all of these. I mean, I just don't understand why we're only giving less than 1%. And sure, everybody deserves their moment. I'm not trying to take that away from anybody. But it's mm-hmm. like almost half the year is being given and dedicated to less than 1% of this of the demographic in this country. Less than 1%. I can understand.
Because you know what? They then villainize, I would say, the majority. And there's a silent majority. And then there's folks like you and I that are very vocal. They then villainize us and make us look like we're crazy, we're evil, we don't care about unity and about everybody's feelings. It's divisive at its core. Because if you think about it, pondering or pandering to that tiny percentage of people certainly isn't going to win them an election. But for those that want, you know, peace, love, butterflies, and cupcakes all day, they get folks like you and I riled up and saying, hey, we don't appreciate this. And they go, oh, look at these people.
Yeah. They use it as an opportunity.
The party of tolerance and love are the most intolerable, nasty individuals out there.
Mm-hmm. Lois agrees. Divisiveness,
it's purposely planned.
So Lois, who just commented on our page, agrees with you. Biden is pandering to all those lost people so they will vote for him. They are lost. They're a loss. I think it's a very risky demographic. I think, and Lois, I agree with you. I think the Democrats are so out of options right now. They are reaching, they're clutching at straws. This is just a smash and grab. What demographic can we go after today? Because we've lost every single other demographic in the United States of America. We lost the Black community. We've lost Hispanics, even though they tried desperately to just get anybody in so they vote them. But we already see it's backfiring on them. So they've lost all these demographics, and now they're clutching at straws. They are freaking out leading up to this election. And they're like, who else is out there that we could try to make feel special or give them a day, give them their moment so we can maybe get their votes, because we are so screwed here right now. I do think that's what's going on. I think they are in big trouble. I think they're in serious trouble, and they're just giving a day to everybody who, like Lois just said, it's the perfect term for them, the lost people out there.
This is worse than freaking participation awards. I mean, literally, we're going to reward you and make you feel special for being a freaking kook.
Diana said Joe Biden is nothing but an a-hole, and he should be removed. I don't know why they're not doing it. So Trump agrees with you, Diana, mm-hmm. and Donald Trump himself, livid, understandably, and he's calling for an apology. Trump put out a statement. President Trump and his campaign are calling on Joe Biden to apologize to the millions of Christians and Catholics who are celebrating Easter after Biden decided to declare Easter Trans Visibility Day in an official White House statement. Laura Loomer ended with, Joe Biden hates you. I mean, I think that's the perfect way to describe it.
He absolutely hates Christians. We've been on a downward decline for years in this mm-hmm. country, with Christians being treated like garbage, being treated like extremists, being painted out as intolerant, all these terrible things. Again, it's this idea of like they're dividing, this divisiveness here in the country. And I go back to, I think this is all part of the big plan. And you know, back to, we have many, I'm sure, Christian followers and those watching today, but I mean, it is very biblical in nature what's happening as well. Very clearly states in the Bible that, you know, end of times and things will play out where Christians will be under attack. And we are absolutely under attack. One of the comments I had read here, I kind of chuckled a little, you know, basically said that he's Satan's spawn.
I don't think that's an over exaggeration.
I don't disagree with it.
I think that they're all, I mean, it's disgusting what they're all doing. You look at what happened during the abortion days. Remember when that was all heated mm-hmm. up, and you got Nancy Pelosi being literally kicked out of the church by the archbishop of her district. He said, listen, Nancy, remember the letter that was going around? I've had enough. And good for that person, but I don't see it enough. And I'm going to play a clip of this preacher. I don't know if you saw that over the weekend. It's a phenomenal clip. We put it up on Patriot One News of this guy who's like, if your pastor doesn't acknowledge on Easter Sunday what Biden just did, then run. You leave that church. You go find, because who's going to acknowledge this insanity? It can't just be you and I and other conservatives and our followers are all on Facebook and social media complaining and crying about it, although it's justified, you know, that we're complaining and crying about it, but it can't just be us. So I'm
Christians
glad
are under attack.
Christians are
we're
under
attack. And if you don't take a stand and you don't push back on it and mm-hmm. acknowledge that what's going on is wrong, I mean, you might as well just hang up your coat now, mm-hmm. call it a day.
And
I'll tell you, I was a nervous wreck all Sunday at my church, and I won't say which way it went, but
did they acknowledge it?
Absolutely right.
Did they acknowledge it? I'm curious.
Sorry, Pastor Chris, but he did not acknowledge it.
Pastor Chris. Yeah, I'll be honest.
I know.
Too.
I know where he stands politically. I you know, yeah. And we've had some really great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's, you know, I think that there's a fine line, right? Like the pastors, or if I were a pastor, I wouldn't want to let this garbage take away from such a beautiful day.
Yeah. I understand. Right? I agree. That is that.
Why? It's almost like
it's easier said than done.
When they say don't give the more attention you give that person, right? Yeah. Like, so I feel like a piece of it's like, why are we going to even give Biden and these clowns any attention and take away from our holy holiday?
Right. And it is
but
easier.
But at the same time, I agree with this pastor too, that like as a church, church, not just your church, we do have a responsibility to speak out against this. It is not okay. We are under attack.
So Donald Trump put out this statement and he said, it is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for the Easter art event. So again, if you don't know what happened, the White House literally, there was an Easter art design contest and they were doing
it
to, it's been going on for years and they've been doing it to support the military, I believe. This was a military... or an event to
military children decorate the eggs.
So they ask these children to submit a piece of artwork, and there's a contest, and I guess they'll pick a winner. But this year they said, we do not want you submitting, and if you do, you'll get disqualified. We don't want you submitting religious egg designs for their Easter Arc event and formally proclaimed Easter Sunday. We already know that, the Trans Day of Visibility. Trump said, sadly, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's year-long assault on the Christian faith, which you just covered, Christina. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions on both sides, by the way. This is, it's not like Democrats are anti-Christian and Republican. This
I know
is not
many Democrats that are Catholic, Christian, Baptist.
Absolutely. This isn't a political, this is a very bipartisan conversation right now. Right. It has nothing to do with Democrats versus Republicans. Christians are very wide and vast. So Trump said, we call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Joe Biden won't. I mean,
he doesn't even say the names of people who've been lost to horrible crimes here in this country. He offends families just like the slain officer's family last week. The White House couldn't even say his name. You know, you really think he's going to come out and apologize
to
hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Christians in this country?
Karine Jean-Pierre, instead of saying Jonathan Diller's name, actually went in, went into a whole guns control speech. And even the press was livid over the fact that she took that opportunity to talk more about...
It was the gun's fault.
It was the gun's fault, she said.
Right.
Not the fact who had 21 prior convictions. It, God forbid it wasn't his fault.
Right. Or God forbid it was his fault. Biden's fault that he's acknowledging such a ridiculous day of visibility. It's our fault as Christians for being intolerant and not seeing it and not wanting to love for these people. And I swear, if I hear one more person try to twist, you know, the Bible... gospel to make it like we're bad and we should be, you know, celebrating this trans day on Easter. Check yourself. No, never. Not in my house. We won't be.
But this is what they want you to celebrate. This is what Democrats want you to celebrate instead. I mean, let's be fair. I know it looks insane. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is what Democrats want you to celebrate. They want you to celebrate this insanity. And I'm sorry, I'm going to call it insanity. I don't care if Mark Zuckerberg has an issue with that. I don't care if he wants to shut the show down or swipe it. But it is it's a mental illness. It is a mental illness.
So for those that are listening on iHeart and some of our podcast outlets, we have up on the screen a picture of Hunter Biden naked with this little whitey tighties with the scarf around his neck, women naked covering their breasts.
Trans, all trans.
Some guy bent over with his butt like he's going to take it up the rear. Who was that woman? She was the head of the health department in Pennsylvania, wasn't she, during COVID?
Oh, this is all government. This
She's
is all government right here. This is government.
Yep, you're right. These are all people in the government.
All people in the government.
Cross-dressing, transgendered,
who most of them, who by the way, most of them have been fired, by the way,
yeah,
not for being trans, not for being gay, but for pulling crazy ass crap that even the White House couldn't defend or hide anymore. And ultimately half this list here is now, look at Hunter Biden gone. I mean, we know he's been kind of erased because they know all the stuff that they just couldn't get away with anymore.
My account got flagged for that photo 4 years after I posted it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zuckerberg.
So here's a video now of this preacher. I want to play this because I thought it was great. We put it up on Patriot One News. So if, you can go back and check it out again after this. It's up on our show. But here is here's a preacher who basically is putting all pastors on notice in response to Biden making Easter Sunday the National Transgender Day. He said, all pastors are on notice. What will you say about the blasphemy of the Obama-Biden administration tomorrow? And I agree with what you just said. Was Easter Sunday really the day for priests, preachers, pastors to raise this and distract from the real meaning?
Like, are we just giving them what they want? Are we just giving the devil what they want, talking about this garbage versus celebrating our Savior's resurrection?
Right. But
I think I hope that my pastor takes some time to acknowledge this in some.
So do I. I think they have to.
Form or fashion.
They have to. Let's have a listen to this guy.
Listen, I'm not shocked one bit that the Obama-Biden administration, yes, I said that the right way, that they made Easter Sunday the National Transgender Day. I'm not shocked by that because we know what they stand for. The question is, what are Christian churches going to do tomorrow? Will your pastor mount the sacred desk and act as if he doesn't know what is going on? Or will he address the issue and say something about it? Will he play politics and say, you know, we're not called to judge and we shouldn't say anything about these issues and we just need to love like Jesus and serve the community well? What is your preacher going to say? And I'll be the first to tell you this. If your pastor doesn't say anything about this, find a new church, like quickly. Go online and find another church because you really need to, because your pastor is woke. But also, here's an issue. How in the world can Christians go forward after this and support, leftists? How can we do that? John Jr., can we support leftists? Why?
Because it's not the right thing.
Why is it not the right thing?
Because that's not what God planned.
Thank you so much, my friend.
So if you didn't hear, the little boy said, because that's not what God planned.
You sugar.
And it's so cute, him in the background, just kind of there supporting dad. And, you know, I love that because I love that he did that video in front of his son, right? That was a teachable moment for his son.
Right.
He used that as an opportunity, and it shows the strength and the bond, the relationship that this preacher has with his own children, right? Again, no pun intended, but you practice what you preach, right? It's not like he's saying one thing to his church and then, you know, he's got to act a certain way in front of his children because, you know, he doesn't want to maybe influence them or cloud their judgment. Because there's a lot of parents out there, wouldn't you agree, that say, you know what, I agree with you, but I don't want my kids hearing that. Or they'll kind of like, you know, put hands over their kids' ears. No, this is not for you, honey. And you do not do that.
Few of those.
And I know you do not do that.
No,
I know you
don't. My kids very clearly know where I stand. I'm raising little patriots.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go back to, you know, we are as Christians, you know, commanded to love each other. And, you know, never would I say, I have friends, I have family that are gay, and I would never condemn them, you know, like I would never go out of my way to make them feel any less.
No.
It doesn't mean that I necessarily agree with their lifestyle, that I understand. Do I want to?
Yeah.
Me personally, I believe there's two sexes, male and female.
Yeah.
That's my personal belief.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go and condemn, you know, the trans community, for example, but don't bring your insanity to my holiest day of the year, Easter. I'm going to treat you with respect. I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. I'm going to let you do you. Do I pray for you? Do I hope that you repent, make better decisions? Absolutely. But I'm not shoving my straightness or my religion down your throat. Don't do it to me on literally the holiest holiday of the Christian calendar. Mm-hmm.
And there's there's ways to go about it. There's ways where the President of the United States could say, hey, let's just try to be a little bit kinder to everybody, right? Let's, regardless of our beliefs, let's at least try, not asking you to change your belief, not asking you to reconsider what the Bible says, just asking everybody to maybe go out and be a little bit kinder this Easter season. Done. That's it.
Whether
you want to or not, that's a different story. That's all
right.
You got to do.
And I believe that people that are trans or that, you know, are choosing to live these lifestyles, they need compassion.
Yeah.
I may not agree with them, but being mean to them or nasty to them sure as heck isn't going to make them change their ways or reconsider the lifestyle that they're choosing to live.
Right.
So yeah, there's a fine balance, right? But what Joe Biden and his administration did over the weekend had no regard for Christians on the holiest day of the year.
Right.
And as we had said before, the only words that should have been said is "He is risen. Happy Easter."
That's it.
Put all this other stuff to the side. Get back to business Monday. I don't like you shoving it down my throat, but I'm not going to, you know, Sunday, Easter Sunday, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
It's all anybody talked about yesterday. It was ridiculous. He robbed Christians of the holiday yesterday. He did. It's all the country talked about. The press wouldn't shut up about it. Trump was forced to address it and demand an apology over it. I don't even feel like we had an Easter because this just dominated the headlines, right?
Mm-hmm. Listen, his administration has taken God right out of
everything.
Everything. And Christians make up a huge part of his voter base. I hate to say that, but it still is the number one religion in the United States. I don't know where he's going with it. He's making more and more people angry as we're heading towards the election. I'm unsure what the tactic is, but I can't imagine and I have a PR background myself. I can't imagine that this strategy is buying him any voters.
It's a gamble, that's for sure. We know he doesn't mean what he says. I mean, he's done it just to try to capture whatever percentage of demographic the trans community is. It's like 0.06. I really think that's what it is. 0.0. I mean, is that how desperate Democrats are right now? Or how scared shitless they might be of losing this election? Because I'll tell you right now, 0.06% is...
ain't
gonna win you anything, buddy. Tony Reynolds Rosen on our feed says, "I agree. Don't do to me. Don't use American holy days for politics. Absolutely,
take a day off.
That's exactly what they've done. I'm sick of it. It's disgusting." John Reno says, "Impeach and arrest Biden now for treason and murder." And Kelly says, "Trump 2024 Puerto Rico." Guys, please send the comments in. I mean, we want to read them on the show. We want to know what you're thinking. This show is for you guys. As much as Christine and I love rambling on for an hour every day and listening to
together during the day,
right.
We want to know what you guys have to say.
Yes. So, you know, please let us know what you think about the situation. And soon, we're actually going to have people call in and go live with us. We're working on that now. So it's disgusting what's happening, and it's not just happening in religion, it's happening at the border again, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about the fact that immigrants are now turning violent. Illegal immigrants are turning extremely violent, and we're getting very worried. So please stick around. We're going to show you clips of what's going on at the border. While Biden was distracting us with the trans day of visibility, immigrants are now getting more violent, and they're getting released after they're assaulting Border Patrol agents. And guess what? Chicago has also had enough. So guys, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America. Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business than worry about how many mental health days they get each year.
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country, and you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts, you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore, and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
Welcome back to the show. You guys are listening to the Patriot One News podcast. Every day at 12 p.m. right here on Facebook, we will be going live on Rumble, YouTube, and you can also catch the replays on any of your favorite podcast platforms, Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and we are on iHeartRadio as well. Mm-hmm. Just search Patriot One podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley. You should find it if you just search Patriot One News podcast alone. So we spent the first half of the show talking about the insanity surrounding the blasphemy of what Democrats have done to the most holy day in Christianity. But it's not just religion that's causing a stir right now amongst the Biden administration. It's, again, immigrants, illegal immigrants. It's really getting out of control. Have you heard the story? Have you seen or heard what's going down? What's going on down at the border while everyone was distracted with Biden's Transgender Day of Visibility nonsense? Have you heard what's going on? Because it's getting bad down there.
Yeah.
It's getting really bad.
So I'm not even going to lie. I enjoyed my day with my family yesterday.
Good.
And kind of took a nice little mental break from all the insanity of the politics of this country. And when I got back to business this morning, I was shocked at the video and the images coming out of the southern border.
Yeah.
And what our military and local law enforcement are having to deal with as we're enjoying, hopefully, you know, beautiful meals with our family and time with our children. It is appalling what is going on our southern border.
So if you haven't been paying attention or you've been busy, the border is getting really bad. Justin, this is according to Colin Rugg, El Paso judge rules on Easter Sunday. Again, this was all going on Easter Sunday. Like, was anybody actually, no, let me put it this way. Were Democrats actually celebrating Easter? Because it's like everything but Easter happened on Sunday, right? So El Paso judge rules on Easter Sunday that illegals involved in the riot at the southern border, massive riots down at the southern border, like literally storming the border. And I know we use that term a lot, but they were literally physically
awful,
awful storming the border.
Awful.
Bad. Attacking Border Patrol agents attacking ICE, physically assaulting these Border Patrol agents. So an El Paso judge ruled on Easter Sunday that illegals involved in the riot at the southern border where National Guard troops were assaulted must be released from jail. The El Paso judge knows that these people committed all these crimes.
Violent crimes. People that are trying to protect our country. Mm-hmm. Well, so we can enjoy a meal with our family on Easter. Unbelievable. So, on their own, release them on their own recognizance as they disappear into our country and do Lord knows what.
So let me play this clip real quick. This is what's going on. But this isn't an insurrection. Did you see them literally tear the fence down? They tore the fence down.
Yeah, attacking military. That are working the border.
Where's the coverage? Where's CNN? Where's MSNBC? This looks more violent than their so-called insurrection that we saw 5 million clips of for 3 straight freaking years.
Makes my blood boil.
Where is the media right now? This is disgusting. Let's keep playing this. But this is really bad. Look at, there they go. They just breached the fence and now they're storming the actual building, the offices where our patrol agents are stationed. So they've already breached the fence. Now they're coming to the actual building. Listen to them swear. Do you hear them swearing? Like it's their right to come in. They're acting like
if
they
ever did this as Americans in other countries, we would literally be locked up,
Christina,
tortured,
we would have been shot on sight.
Right.
If this
they
happened.
They can't even use pepper spray anything to push back these crowds of these violent individuals because that would be inhumane and cruel.
You'd be shot on the spot.
Our country's screwed.
Listen, I lived in China for 10 years. You would be deported and put back on a plane for spitting gum on a sidewalk there.
After they tortured you and dragged you.
After they tortured you and dragged you through the streets. Ankle. Right. For a lot less. Try storming the border. You are never, ever coming back to that country. You're banned for life.
Exactly. Like you will die there.
Right. You'll either die there or you'll be banned for life if you try to break in or enter into a country like China. So this magistrate judge, Humberto Acosta, made the announcement on Sunday after you just watched illegal immigrants physically assault Border Patrol agents. This judge says, don't worry about it. It's cool. Okay, you must release
them
on
their own recognizance.
Release
them. They'll come back. We'll deal with them later.
He said, quote, it is the ruling of the court is that all the rioting participation cases will be released on their own recognizance. This is not BS. This like I had to fact check this. I was like, hold on a second. Are we trying to make this judge look bad? Is this really what happened? He literally said that. It is the ruling of the court that all the rioting participation cases will be released.
Release them on their own recognizance and give them my home address.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he should have them over for a nice Easter meal when he's done working and making bad decisions.
This is so blatant, though. This is so in our face at this point.
Yeah. Our country is under attack. It is falling apart. At the seams.
And everyone but Americans is getting away with it. I mean, like I said, Americans who went to the Trump rally on January 6th, albeit there were a few bad eggs, but they threw everyone into that category.
Right.
And roasted anybody whether you were there that day or not, as an insurrectionist, as a white supremacist, right? The media have just done nothing but highlight and attack anyone who doesn't side with Biden, anyone who is not a Democrat for three straight years. And we now have this border situation going on, and we don't hear a peep about it in the news. Not a single peep. Nothing.
Crazy.
Nothing. While...
But happy Trans Visibility Day. Nothing to see here. Unbelievable.
So also, not just this guy, but on the same day that SCOTUS rules that Texas can detain, this was a little bit before. Remember that when Texas is like, no, you can detain, arrest, and deport illegal aliens.
This was about a week ago.
So this is before this event. So this Twitter account called The Godfather said, on the same day SCOTUS rules that Texas can detain, arrest, and deport illegal aliens, this disgraceful judge, this is another judge now, ruling that illegals can own and carry guns. How does that freaking work?
Right.
Here's the Obama appointed, are we kind of seeing a trend here? Here's the Obama appointed federal judge, Sharon Johnson Coleman, ruling that illegal immigrants. So, hey, if you do get in illegally, you get to also have your gun too. You're not supposed to come into the United States illegally, but if you do break and enter, here's a gun. Because God forbid, we wouldn't want to take away your rights. Hold on a second. Constitutional rights, right? How does this work?
Listen, one of the requirements for obtaining a gun is having a background check. And the only way that you can have a background check in the United States is by being a U.S. citizen. So basically, are we saying it's okay for illegals to obtain guns illegally and carry them? Because legally, they can't walk into a Dick's Sporting Goods or any of these hunting stores or a gun shop and even purchase the gun, because we won't be able to even do a background check on them because they don't have a social security number. They don't have documentation because they're not U.S. citizens. So I feel like the whole thing is null and void, unless literally this judge appointed by Obama is saying, yeah, illegals can own guns that they get illegally.
So Billy Hale...
makes no sense.
Billy Hale, someone who follows the show, just wrote on our feed, as a former Democrat voter, now a Republican, awesome, Billy, he said he's so sad for the people of America, one nation under God. I think that's awesome to read. I think first of all, thank you for watching the show, Billy. As a former Democrat, that means a lot. I'm glad that you've seen the light. I'm glad that you've left the dark side to come over to what we're trying to call or trying to reinstill in the United States some sort of normalcy here. Suzanne said the Supreme Court should step in and stop this. Biden should have been arrested a long time ago. And Barbara had something to say. So sick and tired of all this talk, and nothing else is done to stop what's happening. Biden is not going to stop destroying the United States. Can't we as citizens take over? Barbara makes a great point, and you know it's something I've been talking about for a long time now. Where is the GOP? Where are they on this?
Right.
I don't even see Ted Cruz doing his videos.
They've been
anymore.
Very quiet. We were saying it last week. It seems like they've been very, and it's almost suspect. Like, why are they so quiet? Well, things haven't gotten better. They're getting worse. Where's the outrage?
Ted Cruz used to, remember all the videos that Ted Cruz did and like a handful of other, Lauren Berber, like all of them used to go down to the border and be like, look, this is what's going on. Kamala Harris says there's nothing wrong here. There's no cages. I'm literally standing in front of cages. Here's the video surveillance. They're in cages. Or when Biden finally made a trip to the border, remember they cleaned up the town for like 2 weeks, got rid of all the illegal immigrants all over the streets. And Ted Cruz is like, I don't know if it was Ted Cruz. It was somebody though who beat them to it and was like, just want to show you what this town looks like before Biden's team comes in.
The trash that the legals have left everywhere as they're coming over. here's the, you know, they're defecating and
right.
peeing everywhere. Yep. And yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Photo op. Got to get it cleaned up. Can't let the U.S. Citizens see humanly what's happening down here.
So I just said a minute ago, I said, do you notice a trend here of judges? Can you kind of spot the pattern? You know what I was getting at. And people on Twitter are also calling it out. They're saying the DEI is on full display here again. Mm-hmm. Voted in office for skin color instead of the best qualified. Barry and Kamala mm-hmm. Harris have a lot in common. But. And I hate to say it. It's you know, remember all the Democrats screaming, Trump stacking the deck, stacking the court with all the Supreme Court picks, and we know where this is going to go. Well, is Biden not doing the exact same thing with his cabinet, with his Supreme Court justice picks as well, mm-hmm. knowing that they're going to kind of force this agenda and narrative on the American people that we all know and are now seeing proof of isn't going to play right. out well.
Right.
Is he not doing the same exact thing with pick after pick after pick? I mean, these are the Supreme Court. This is what's happening here in America now. It's all mm-hmm. inclusivity, diversity. I'm all for being diverse. I really am.
Sure. Okay. I think. But let it be the best person for the job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nothing more. Nothing more.
Without a hidden agenda. Without. Right. I never, and I'll say this. I never once thought Amy Coney Barrett had a hidden agenda behind her rulings. Never once. And I think she's ruled pretty fair. She's ruled against Trump in certain cases.
Yeah.
And she's ruled with him in certain cases. There's yeah. been some where it's like, oh, shit, Trump, that's got to sting a little bit, you know. But she's ruled
fairly. But that's
the
justice system, right?
Right.
These individuals should be honest and have enough integrity that they're able to look at case law and our constitution and such and to rule according to mm-hmm. what's presented to them, not whether they like you or not, or they're, you know,
or, hey,
you're a major donor or there's money in it for you or whatever the yeah. case may be. Like, that is not part of the job description.
No, it never was. You were never supposed
never
to.
Never was.
You don't thank Biden for appointing you by saying, hey, thanks for appointing me. We're going to hook up yeah. illegals with guns.
Now I'm going to vote for something, you know, that's going to help your agenda, even though it's totally unconstitutional. No, that's not what the court system was set up to do.
So if you're just joining us, here's an Obama appointed federal judge, Sharon Johnson Coleman, yep. has ruled that illegal immigrants have a right to carry guns. That was the same day. The same day that SCOTUS rules that Texas can detain, arrest, and deport illegal aliens. So are you an American or not, Sharon Johnson Coleman? Because right now what it sounds like to me is you're trying to go against your own American people, your own, you know, a state in your country by saying, we're going to show you, Texas, we're going to let the illegals arm themselves now. Are you trying to create a civil war? Is that what you're trying to do? Because it certainly looks like it to me. How do you interpret right. this any other way?
And she doesn't even know the laws. Again, going back to purchasing a gun. Okay, yeah, illegals can own a gun, an illegal gun, because you cannot go into any establishment here in mm-hmm. the U.S. that's selling guns legally and purchase a gun without a background check. And you need to be a U.S. citizen to have that background check run.
Right. Can green
card
holders...
So literally, it's just more lawlessness. More of this pushing of this agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's the destruction of our country. We couldn't go, you and I couldn't go to another country and just assume that we were going to own a firearm. They'd look at us like we were crazy.
So you know who else is getting pissed off with this situation? It's not just red states anymore. It's blue cities are also mm-hmm. done. And I think this yeah. is why they're freaking out. And we talked about this earlier in the show. They're clutching at straws, the Biden administration. They're trying to pander and cater to a very, very small demographic, the trans community, 0.06% yeah. of the population, because they've lost the Black community. They've lost the Hispanic community. And here's evidence of it. So if you didn't believe that the Black community is done with Biden, let this be proof. This is in Chicago. This is not black people down in Texas. This is not black people down in Florida or in some of the reddest counties in the country. This is a this was a city council meeting in Chicago. Let's hear the uproar because they're finished with blue. They want red. They want to go red. So if you can't hear it, if it's a little bit muffled, they're chanting go red at a city council meeting. No more blue, no matter
who. No matter who.
That is what they're chanting. They're chanting, go red, no more blue, no matter who. I mean, they already got rid of that freaking disaster train wreck of a mayor. Beetlejuice, what? Littlefoot, Life of Beetlejuice, Lightfoot, Beetlejuice Lori. Right. They've already got rid of her. you'd think that that would have sent a clear signal to Chicago. Stop the nonsense or we're going to flip this freaking thing red. And now look what happened. Look what's going on right now.
Yeah, this just erupts literally in the middle of a city council meeting, which I'm assuming they're all blue morons that sit on the city council.
Yeah,
and
has to be.
The whole room. There's nobody that's like trying to stop them or...
You can't.
You know, that is... Right. The whole room is up dancing, clapping, waving their hands. There's not a soul in the room that looks like they're opposed to what's going on.
Oh, but you...
And they're literally chanting, go red, vote...
No more blue, no more blue, no matter who. That's what they're chanting.
No matter who.
But here's the thing. You better believe if you and I were in that room chanting, they would have ended that freaking live stream and had us hauled off in handcuffs.
They would have been like, you horrible freaking extremists.
Oh, we would have been hauled off.
Right.
So you know what? I'm okay, though. I'm okay that they're letting this happen. This is that one time where I'm like, you know what? Good for you. Let it roll. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they're probably sitting there freaking out up at the front of the room. And again, if you're listening to this and not watching it, this is at a black or this is at a city council meeting. And we have a predominantly black community who showed up to the city council meeting and they're all chanting, go red or go home. They're chanting no more blue, no matter who.
No matter who. I love it.
So I mean, look at this. And they're just like, the city council can't stop this. CIA. Oh, I'd love to know what was on that hat. It just said CIA. It was a red hat that said CIA. So,
well, and this comes only a couple of short months.
Look at that.
Republican elephant pins. On her hat. Yeah.
Yep.
This comes only a couple short months after we saw footage out of Chicago of a group of African-American individuals that basically held a press conference saying, we don't want the Democratic National Convention here this year.
Yep.
Take your stupid convention elsewhere. You have suppressed our people. You've hurt us. You've destroyed our cities. We don't want the Democratic National Convention here.
Yep. I know.
And now we're seeing this happening at city council meetings. Not good. Not good.
Well,
I'm glad that people are waking up to what the Democratic Party has done to them.
I was going
to
say not good for them. I mean, it's good for us, right?
It's great for us.
It's good for America, and I hate saying us versus them all the time because we shouldn't really be in this divisive constant
sanity
war.
Versus insanity.
Right, but it's good for America, and I think we're going to see it a lot more now. But again, going back to the comment that somebody made earlier on our feed here, you know, I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of complaining about it. When are we going to do anything about it? And unfortunately, I can't do much for my studio here. You can't do much sitting down there in Florida. The elected officials that we've put in power to do something about it aren't really doing much about it. And that's a real concern I have. You saw what happened. And look, you saw what happened during the McCarthy vote, right? I mean, I obsessed over that vote. I went on every single night for hours. I would literally do my show for hours that night talking about how they're voting, talking about the strategy behind it, Matt Gaetz, and the Freedom Caucus, and the other 9 or 10 that stood by his side for every single vote, hours upon hours upon hours of voting, made it very clear, McCarthy, first of all, we're not voting you in unless you commit to making a real change here, right?
Right.
That's the first kind of thing that we're going to hold you for or hold you accountable for. Mm-hmm. And then they said, and if you get in and you screw us, we're going to vote you out, right? And what happened? Mm-hmm. He didn't do what he said he was going to do.
Right. Bye-bye.
And it needed was one vote, right, to take it to a vote. Remember that? Matt Gaetz he ran that whole thing. Hey, listen, we want to be able to vote you out by with only one person making a motion to bring it to the table. And
right.
Then they did, and they voted him out. So is this not freaking other Republicans out right now? I mean, why don't we hear from the others now? We just saw what happened. Do they not think their job's in jeopardy? I mean, what's your take on this?
A piece of me almost wonders if they're allowing this thing just to ride out so that people can really see how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't even try to oppose it. Just let them do it. Because it's going to show the American people what they're voting for. Right? So, like, I wonder if it's almost a tactic that they've kind of come to an agreement about. Like, we're not going to run our mouths or run out there and try to change it. We're just going to let it ride. Because the more time that Obama's still in office, but Biden has an office with his administration,
right,
doing these crazy things, making these terrible policies, the more their true colors are showing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that at this point, it goes back to the point that you mentioned, only we can vote these people out.
Right.
Us as citizens, pending it's an honest election and there's nobody, you know, fiddling with any of the results and the ballots and such, we have the voice and the power through the vote to make the change.
Amen. And we're seeing a lot of people starting to do that now, today. And what's not helping are these constant stories. I think we got to play this clip quick because we're running out of time here. Mm-hmm. But let's play this clip here. The FBI going after these people, these anybody who opposes Biden. America's getting sick of it. Let's play this clip. So here, just a little bit of a backstory. She's being called out by the FBI because she tweeted.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
This lady is being called out by the FBI. Agents show up at a woman's home over her anti-Biden social media posts. No threats, no death threats, none of that. Just Biden's an idiot, and the FBI shows up.
Right.
Yeah. I need you to identify yourself, and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to show you my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI? And why won't you show me your credentials?
We did.
I showed you my credentials. I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do
I didn't look at your credentials. Again, I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
That's correct. What we'd like to do is just...
What do you mean that's correct? Do you hear these guys? They're like, yes, that's a big problem, isn't it? I mean, you have to show
never mind who we are.
Yes, that's just correct. You know, you're right.
We're here to harass you and tell you what you can and can't say.
That is correct. We did not verify them. Anyway, can I ask you a few questions? No. Verify your damn identity. That's what I just... And if you're not going to do that, get off my freaking property.
Yeah.
So she's asked them like multiple times, Can you verify your credentials? No, we're good on that.
Have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Do you have a card or something?
Cards?
For your attorney that we can reach out to?
No. No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. You'd like to have your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City.
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
First of all, why don't you have that number to hand?
How about you have a damn business card to give to her? You're asking her for her attorney's business card? No, I want your
right. You just came on my property accusing me of
she's being way too kind. Burger. I'd literally be like, if you don't have a warrant and no reason to be here, get the hell off my property.
Just want to ask you a few questions. No, I asked you to verify yourself and you're not willing to do that. So fuck off, right? I mean, seriously, get off my property. Enough. She's trying to be polite. She's trying to be kind. Meanwhile, these people only showed up. They only showed up because she posted some anti-Biden statements on her social media. So look how long they sit here. For 3.5 minutes, they sit here and harass her.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No, we've already identified ourselves.
Again, I did not take a look.
So the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you can just call and give me a name, then we'll be able to get you in contact with us and we'll be happy to speak.
And tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your accounts.
Okay. So we no longer...
Facebook, Mark, what a little bitch he is, isn't he? I mean, Facebook sent us a few screenshots of you being mean to Biden. It's like, get a freaking life, Facebook, seriously. Like, really? This is the deal now? Facebook sent us a few screenshots of some mean comments that you made towards Joe Biden. So we thought, get a life. Go, seriously, FBI. You have nothing better to do with your time.
With all the illegals pouring over the border and every other catch and release program and like really bad freaking crime going on, this is what you're
worried
about. This
is what you want to spend your time on. You want to
make Joe Biden look bad. We're here.
You want to spend your time going after like you know,
some
harmless
woman
in the
middle
of
minding her business, posting a meme about Joe Biden.
That's who, Jesus Christ. I mean, if you came after
me. I'm glad that the country's in such good condition. That's what we're worried about.
If you came after me for every single joke and meme and comment made towards Joe Biden, the FBI would be at my house every single freaking day. Now again, we're not talking about threats against the president. There should be zero tolerance for that. Always.
Right.
Again,
threatening anybody's life.
Threatening anybody
is
zero.
Too extreme, too far, not funny.
And you deserve a visit from the FBI if you do that.
Sure.
But listen, look how calm these people were. They're just kind of like, she's like, I'm not talking to you about any of this. Contact my lawyer. And she's like, and they're like, do you have a lawyer? She's like, no. Okay. Well, when you get one, have them contact. I mean, the thing is just, they look so pathetic.
What's the number to your FBI office? Let me Google it.
What a freaking joke.
I'd be like, have a good day, gentlemen.
Seriously, like, get out of here. Oh my God. You know what? If you want to talk about this, send me a Facebook message. All right. Clearly, you know who I am. Friend request me. We can hatch it out on my show. So, it's not just this. Here's another clip. Agents are showing up. They're showing up to people's houses all over America. Here's the FBI. Mm-hmm. The FBI, this is from someone called Cam St. Martin. The FBI came to my house over a tweet. Not cool. My pinned tweet that's still up. And she tags Elon Musk. Let's listen to this.
Special Agent John Gray with the FBI. Who are you? Is Miss Anderson here?
She's not.
Okay. Okay. I was hoping to see if I could have a couple of minutes of her time.
First of all, would you trust anybody showing up with khakis and a golf shirt?
No.
I mean, what is going on? I thought the FBI would like show up with a suit, with a badge. Like, who are these people?
I don't even open my door to like anybody.
I wouldn't open my door. I'd be like, are you delivering my package or my food? Like, what are you doing? Who are you?
No, as a female home with my kids, I don't open the door literally to anybody.
Would you open the door to this guy?
No, not in a million years.
No chance.
And I actually saw advice. This woman had put up advice and she had said, if you get someone at your door and you don't know who they are, get on your Ring camera or whatever device you own.
And I'll talk to
you. Have them state who they are. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I do that all the time when I'm in here and I'm like, who the heck is this clown, you know, at my door? And then she actually said too, have them hold up their badge to the camera. So that way, you know,
yeah,
who it is coming to harass you.
Right.
I mean, what a joke. Like, I wouldn't even take this guy seriously.
No. And again, with how much fraud, there's so...
Well, have a good life.
And there's so much fraud in the world right now. I wouldn't believe a freaking badge. I'd be
give
like,
me your social security number, date of birth, your maiden name.
I mean, if listen, if I did something wrong, go get SWAT. Come in with so make a presence so massive and obnoxious.
You best,
I'm like, okay,
have half the police department with you if you're really coming with a serious complaint.
Yeah, before I open this door. Like, okay, fine, I get it. You're police, you're law enforcement. But dude, this guy, like he looks like he just walked off the golf course.
He looks like he owns the little UPS store up the road.
I mean, it's and I agree. I mean, I agree with you. You know, I would not open my door for any of these people. And you, you know, with all the insanity in the country right now, with all the crime and everything else that's going on with illegal immigrants. Look at the killings, the girls, these victims who are just literally being snatched during their run, and they just, you know, they think that you're going to open the door for this dude to
John Smith,
to John
FBI,
Smith, FBI agent.
Yeah.
About what's this about? It's about a mean tweet. Okay, buddy. you're not getting in. All right, just hold your shit up to my ring door, and I'll call the number, and that's that. All right, guys, that's all the time we have today. Thanks so much for watching. We're here every single day, 12 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and all your favorite podcast platforms for the replays. You have a good one.